In Dover, Delaware, this is someone calling themselves Bad Wolf. Hello, Bad Wolf.
Good morning, Dan.
Yes, hi.
Two things. One, Jimmy Buffett has never claimed to be a great vocalist. I think that's very obviously displayed there with that performance. You know, he's got some good songs, and you know he can carry a tune in his range, but that was definitely outside of his normal range level.
Right.
As far as antibiotics go, man, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, is people thinking that they always need an antibiotic to cure the issue, and even more frustrating that doctors continue to prescribe them at the rates that they do. You know, sometimes they are necessary, and sometimes things don't resolve on their own, but people running to the doctors for every little cold and cough that they have, that kind of just adds more to more people getting sick. You're taking your sick self to a doctor for something that your body will most likely fight off on its own.
Right.
Just to get confirmation that you're sick. And then often, you know, like an ear infection. 9 times out of 10, ear infections clear up on their own. Sometimes they're viral, sometimes they're bacterial. And you just kind of have to give them a chance to resolve on their own before you go jumping to antibiotics. And even then, 9 times out of 10, an eardrop will take care of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. So when someone presents at a doctor, and are you saying that the doctor knows the antibiotic is really not going to do anything, but they write the prescription anyway? That's the weird part.
Or sometimes they're premature, and the doctor sometimes writes them anyway. I really don't know what the doctor's prerogative is. It just seems like they're more interested in keeping the patient happy with what the patient's desires is, thinking, oh, well, me prescribing an antibiotic isn't going to be that harmful, and just get them out the door, then to explain to them that, hey, this really might not even be necessary. And not to mention just the amount of damage the antibiotics do to your gut in the long term. Every time you take an antibiotic, it throws off your healthy gut flora so bad, and it takes your body forever to recover from that naturally, if it even will ever recover naturally.
I know. Look, it's not some harmless thing you take and you don't notice any effects. It's affecting your body in ways that you don't want, but guaranteed. Absolutely agree. Especially with that. You're killing things in your body that your body needs. Definitely.
Yep.
Wow. So thank you so much. 25% of antibiotic prescriptions not needed, according to that study. Here's Jen in Rehoboth talking about antibiotics. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Dan. Interesting that you're talking about this today. So about a week and a half ago, I went to my MD. I had some kind of a really bad intestinal bug or something going on, and it had been almost 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Tried shaking it off.
Ooh.
Went to her, and she sent me to my gastro. Went to him. They did all kinds of tests. Everything came back negative, he said. But, you know, certain bacteria don't always show up. He's like, let's start you on a broad spectrum of antibiotic. I said, we'll explain that. He said, well, Cipro. I said, all right, well, I can take Cipro, can't do penicillin. And then some other antibiotic in addition to it that had an ingredient in it that they give to alcoholics to stop them from drinking. And he said, you might get a little nauseated with this. And I thought about it and I said, hey, doc, what about if I just ride this out naturally? I don't like to take things if I don't have to, especially antibiotics. My doctor actually said to me, I totally respect that, and what a breath of fresh air you are. He said, you have no idea how many 20-something-year-olds come into the ER with, you know, intestinal pain or diarrhea for like 1 day or 2 days and insist I give them something. And I wrote it out, and about a week or 10 days later, perfectly fine again.
So why? Here's what good. I'm so happy to hear that. But you wonder why he doesn't say, instead of saying, hey, I'm going to give you wide spectrum antibiotics, why didn't he say, listen, I want you to try and ride this out a little bit first before I prescribe something? You know, why wouldn't they say that?
I don't know. I guess because he did say, you know, you've been suffering with this for 3 weeks now. You know, let's try to get you some relief. And I said, look, if you don't think I'm dying of something, if you don't think it's ulcerative colitis or something that's really bad, he's like, no, I really don't think so. I think it's some kind of bacterial thing. And I wrote it out. So,
Well,
there you go.
And he said, because you refused his suggestion that you were a breath of fresh air?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, you wouldn't believe the amount of patients. He actually, quote unquote, said the 20-something-year-olds that demand, they get something the minute they come into the ER if they're only suffering for a day or two.
Right. Listen, yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. 839-1059. Pat says, I didn't see the Saints game. The best Saints game was the Super Bowl years ago when we had no power and I had a battery-powered radio and you were broadcasting. All right. Hey, Marie, good morning. You're on Delaware 105.9.
Hey, Dan, kudos to your last caller for not taking that, but wouldn't it be nice if her doctor didn't even try to prescribe it?
Yeah.
Dipro is wicked. It can make you sick up to 2 months after you've taken it. Right. It also interferes with dairy if you have dairy within 2 hours of taking it. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible, terrible medication. And the fact that he was just going, oh, well, you know, take this.
Powerful antibiotic.
It's very, very dangerous. When we were kids, do you remember when you got amoxicillin, you'd also get a bottle of acidophilus?
They never did that with me. No, they never did it. I never got the acidophilus with the amoxicillin, never. Mm-mm.
I remember because when I was little, I read the bottle and I started yelling, you're giving me acid, I'm going to die. Like a little goof, you know? But anybody who's taken any antibiotics should grab a bottle of it. You can find it in the refrigerated section of your local health food store. It's about $10 or $12 for 90 of them. And antibiotics destroy the flora and fauna of your gut.
Yeah.
And I know they have all these new fangled fancy products that they make now. But
yeah, but you should also as a part of your diet, as just a part of general health, make sure you're eating fermented foods, other foods that are beneficial to your gut and health, gut health. You should look up gut health if you're not following through on this.
Right. Yeah. Apple cider vinegar is amazing. Yeah. I've tried to tell everybody about it, but most people won't even give it a try. Then I had it take care of inflammation and stomach issues. And the days that I take it, I feel about 20 years younger than the days that I don't.
If I don't have,
and I still don't take it every day.
If I don't have a bottle of Bragg's with the mother apple cider vinegar in the cabinet, I feel like the home is, you know, it's like having no oil to heat with. It, you know, it's like it's got to be there.
And you'd be amazed at the people, you know, who could benefit from it that just won't even give it a thought. It's also really good for acid indigestion. It's actually a lack of acid people suffer from, and all those over-the-counter meds that people take, the Prilosec. First of all, if you can't eat Mexican food without getting a bellyache, don't eat Mexican food.
Right.
You don't want to take a pill so that you can go do something your body doesn't like.
I knew a guy. I used to eat lunch with a guy. It was my boss years ago. This is years ago. We used to eat lunch. And he was lactose intolerant, but he would always order cheese. And so every time before he ate the salad, the big salad with the cheese, he'd eat one of those like pills that would help him with the lactose intolerance. He goes, oh, I got to eat this because I'm like, why don't you just not get the cheese, dude?
Right.
Crazy. All right.
Absolutely.
Marie, thank you. Almost 9 o'clock, Delaware 105.9. We're out of time. Susan Monday up next.